Hey, family, you hear Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple. You know Bob Luss is next. Good morning, Bob. How are you, brother?
Still leading a pretty cool life. How about you guys?
Yeah, it's pretty cool around here, too. We get to do what we like to do, talk to all the outdoorsmen and hunters and fishermen and people like you, and just got off the phone with Chico. And by the way, Chico done raised the ball pretty high for you. But what we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask you about something. Chico already started it. He says, be sure to ask Bob about this. I'm going to let you do a scenario. Okay. Here, a 10-pound female caught off a bed, put in a live well, hauled 10 or 12 hours or miles to a boat ramp. They throw in a bag, run up the bank, and they have three or four other bass in there with her. They run up there, hold them up, show them to everybody. Ooh, ah. Then they throw them in the basket, weigh them, and then they dump them in a holding tank that's a different temperature water already because it's been sitting out in the sunlight or in the cold air and has cooled off. And that's not good for that bass.
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm asking you.
It's not good for that bass because it's been taken out of its home territory, transported, bounced around a little bit. You know, in the water temperature fluctuation is stressful. So you had a fish that fought, so it's built up lactic acid because it's exercised pretty heavily. Then it's in a confined environment for whatever period of time. Then it's handled again. Then it's put in a holding tank. Then it's loaded again and hauled back to the lake. So those are all stressors. So that doesn't mean that fish is going to die from all that. It just means that it's gone through some pretty heavy stress. You know, now if it's caught off of a bed, that means that fish was spawning.
Yep.
And one of the things that's, you know, people there's some controversy about catching a female off of a bed. Well, the female doesn't sit on the bed. All she does is show up, deposit some eggs, and then leaves. And then she'll go to another nest, deposit some more eggs with that male, and then leave. And the male stays back and nurtures those eggs and hangs around with them till the fish hatch. But, yes, it's stressful. However, that fish didn't get to be big by being unhealthy. You know, so if the water's cool and the fish are handled properly where the slime coat's not compromised, that fish can go back into the lake and live a good, healthy, hardy life. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife has proven that because there's been a number of sharelunkers caught more than once a year or two apart, and those fish are still healthy and doing just fine. You know, and even if a fish is released a mile away from where it was caught, it's not unusual for that fish to go right back to where it was. Now, that doesn't mean every fish does that. Some do, some don't. But they grow up in a home range, they prefer that home range, and they've got an uncanny skill to be able to go back and find that home range, even if they're a mile away from it. And there's been times I've been electrofishing private bodies of water where we'll collect some fish, go a quarter of a mile around the bend of the lake, you know, weigh and measure those fish, maybe tag them, release them, come back later, and that fish has gone right back to where it was when we picked it up the first time. So there's a long-winded answer to tell you it depends on the fish and the circumstances and the temperature on how well that fish will recover from those stressors.
I know there's one. In fact, I got all this info that was sent out by Texas Parks and Wildlife. By the way, there's 14 sharelunkers now out of OHIV.
Yeah, that's their new record.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
last year at some point, I think they stopped taking them from OHIV after they had enough.
They got 12 last year. They took 12 the year before. They've got 14 this year. I think that's 38 bass out of OHIV in 3 years. Lunker bass.
Interesting, huh?
Legacy bass.
Yep. Pretty interesting.
That's crazy. I'm going to have Tom Lang on. I got to talking to Tom and you on Major League Fishing is doing the number scale. You know, they're putting the fish on the measuring board, and they're doing I guess they're counting the inches, much like what Dwayne Wally does with Tourney X. They take that fish, get the inches, and drop it right back in. Now, Tom Lang said, Ken, we could also do something with everybody has the same scale. Everybody has the same scale and use that scale. I said, well, that would work too, but how many bass fishermen are going to, you know, you got 180 boats on the water. I guess if it's a rule that they have to have that scale, they can use that. They would have that scale in the boat. But how likely is it all of them are going to have the same scale? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? And then the other part about that is they may be precise but not necessarily accurate.
Yep. Yep.
So even though those scales all weigh the same, that doesn't mean they're right. You know, what it means is you're getting apples to apples, where if one of them's wrong, they're all wrong.
Yep.
You know, but nonetheless, it's still, you know, I hear where they're going.
Yep.
You know, the fishing industry like that, especially with tournaments, is morphing as we speak.
It is. And, you know, one thing I've had Ray Scott on the show a number of times before he passed, and he's the one that started this. I mean, with the Bassmasters, I guess, very first one, how they loaded all the bass fishermen up, says, okay, y'all get in a plane. You don't need tackle. You don't need your boat, nothing. It's all going to be furnished. And that's the way the first Bassmasters went. And then it was the five fish. It was the poundage. And that's how he changed the tournament life or trails. And it's needing to be done again, because with what Texas Parks and Wildlife is doing by putting these big bass in, I mean, think about it. Now I'm talking to the fishermen. You catch a bass that's 12 pounds and you put it in a live well. And you know, that bass has got a beautiful white belly, beautiful emerald green back. You know it's a Florida hybrid. It's a 12-pound female. You put it in your live well and you haul, you take off. And you beat her up, because it's a little rough out there because there's some wind blowing. And you got to beat it to, you got to make it to the weigh-in. You got to get there because you think you, okay, I'm putting it in the big pot for sure. And so you get there and you beat that bass up. You throw her in a sack, you run up the hill, weigh my fish. And there's two or three in front of you, their fish. Okay, and then you're sitting there waiting on to get that fish in there weighed. Then they're going to dump it in a tank with its water temperature has changed there. Plus, you're hauling it up with a different temperature, too. You dump that in. And the Parks and Wildlife are working so hard to make these big bass and to get these big bass in these lakes. And, okay, Bob, let me ask you one thing. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. Now, how many eggs will that female lay?
That 12-pound female?
Yeah.
Oh, she'll lay anywhere from 30,000 to 60,000 eggs.
Good gosh. Okay, now.
Which spawn it is and what her condition is like.
How many of them are female?
Half.
So 30,000, 15,000 of them's female. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long will it take to get them to be a legacy bass? Or how many will make it to a legacy bass?
I think the odds of one of those eggs hatching and getting to be a legacy bass, especially in a circumstance like Lake Fork, for example, that's mm-hmm. an established lake, you know, that's been there, that fishery for years and years. Ivy's bass, you know, that lake dried up, then it refilled, yep. Then they stocked it. So now, so it's this is what's going on there is the new lake syndrome. So it takes a shorter amount of time for a little bass to get to be as big like that, those legacy, than it does like a Lake Fork. But here's your answer. I think the odds are greater that you and I'll get struck by lightning than one of those eggs turns into a legacy bass. So I think the odds are somewhere beyond 1 in 17 million.
Let's talk about this on the other side. Jeremy says we're out of time. We got to talk about it on the other side. Let Station make a little money. Family, y'all stick around. We got to figure this one out. We'll see y'all on the other side.